It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm not particularly worried about it either. There you go, One Republic, Star of Alice in Winterland. Tickets on sale now, going fast. We have two chances for you to win those coming up a little later today. But right now, I got you, Disney people. You know who you are. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is festival. F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. Festival. Take the word festival and text it to our contest line 20357. You'll have a chance at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize. 4 3-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is festival. When you think of Disney, think of us. We are Disney Central.
707 has texted in. WTF, someone called in?
I know, isn't that funny? I love that. Well,
Dwayne,
first caller in forever. I think we got a caller on like maybe two weeks ago or something. And it just didn't go well.
Way to go, Dwayne.
Vinny and I were just talking about how in radio, like your bread and butter was always the phone calls. Like you'd be talking about something, you just like go to the phones. But then cell phones happened and every call sounds terrible. Like even just the way that audio clips on cell phones. If anybody makes any noise on one end, it sort of like mutes everything out on the other. Like, it's just really tough to do that. I would like to get lots of phone calls on the air. If you can call us, please. And if it's available, use a landline.
Well,
but feel bad for people who do talk shows like, you know, down the hall here. These guys got to rely on text now because every phone call sounds terrible.
If you remember, there used to be a spot on this show for a call screener.
Yeah.
That was the gig.
Yep. He would just, right, you know.
That's my gig now.
Daryl. Right. And if the phone rings, I'm sure you're just like, whoa, the phone's ringing. This is amazing. However, I will say, you guys are really good at texting us. Like, the volume of text, the caliber.
Well, that's why I try to read them on the air, too, is that you let people know they're being read and being heard, and that's important.
They inspire more texts.
510 says, I think the movie Finding Nemo that came out in 03 is about overprotective parents. And I agree.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they were trying to point out. And it hasn't changed anything. I think in part because most parents are like, I'm not that way. Really?
No, I know everybody thinks that they're not. No, my kid needs this. We're all guilty of it. And look, everyone, look, your whole job is bring them alive into adulthood. And so it's scary.
I get the same and I fight them. I fight the urge to be overprotective in situations where it's unnecessary.
Yes.
There are times even within our own house where I'm like, oh, the poor thing's going to be alone for 10 minutes downstairs. And then I go, she's in the house, in her own house with the doors locked. She's fine.
Right.
You can stay up here. She can be down there. It's fine.
I think if you can give a kid a tiny little victories, things that they can go do on their own and start really little, like, can you get this? Can you go into mom's office and get this thing off my, you know, like start with that, right? So there's just a little, and then be like, wow, you did that all by yourself. And then by the time they're 15, they can go to a ladies' room by themselves. Because I knew a 15-year-old who couldn't. Dad or mom had to go with her.
Crunch.
Yeah. And she's like a normal kid. It's not like she didn't have any. I was like, wait, what? Why are you going to the bathroom with her? And he's all, well, I'm like, does she? We're in Olive Garden. I think she's going to be okay. Why don't you stay here at the table and let her, she's 15.
Don't tell me my job,
I know.
Clark.
And I was actually, like, amongst all my friends, they're like, she hates kids. I'm like, no, I actually hate the parents. Like, I really think the kids need to be able to go off on their own and do stuff.
You should make a number one by yourself at 15.
I mean, I would go so far as to say you should make all the numbers by yourself.
Good point, yeah. Well, I would probably say, let's not number two at Olive Garden. Yeah. How about we start managing that
listen,
a little
I'm
better?
You know what? Let her manage it on her own. If she's got a number two at an Olive Garden, that's her problem. She doesn't need dad waiting outside going, are you okay in there? Everything all right in there? Dad, I'm number two, and what do I do?
Hold still. Daddy's coming.
Daddy's coming in. I'll sing you the poopy song. I'm going to hug you. Go ahead. Oh, one, two, three. Mm. Okay. I'm not making that up. That is, I really want to say Pat's name right now, but I'm going to hold. I'm not going to do it.
Oh. Wow. I would not have guessed it was Pat.
Well, now you know.
Now, wow.
Why would I ever say that?
I am
God,
shocked.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Come on, Pat.
And even their kids, they're just like... They're kids who are great. Both the daughters, they're great kids. And they're all like, every time they see me, they're like, oh, you hate kids. I'm like, I know. It's crazy.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to start with Survivor's on tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's exciting. I know it's like a totally goofy thing, but I'm so psyched that the three of us are watching it together, sort of, and talking about it on Fridays. So, and it's early days still in Survivor. So there's only a few people out so far, right? Maybe three or four. You could hop on.
The show really, like, I think the first three episodes or so are just getting to know the cast.
Yes.
And sometimes one person takes over the show, like that one guy in the beginning there. You just all, what are you doing, dude?
Right. And somehow but still there.
By episode three, you really start to know the people and it gets great.
Yes.
And then
you start to get a real feel for
and there's
who
still
you
enough
like,
people and,
yes.
and enough movement and enough changes.
Right.
The action gets crazy and super fun. Then towards the end, it starts to become almost a foregone conclusion.
Because you see where the lines are mm-hmm. and the alliances and then they're picking up. And the producers do a good job of making it somewhat mysterious, but for the most part, it is true. It's the first three quarters of it. But then I'm invested by the end. I'm like, I'm going to watch the whole thing to the end, see who wins. The more I thought about, speaking of shows like Survivor, like these reality competition shows, I was bitching about Big Brother because this girl won. Spoiler alert for Big Brother, if you haven't watched the finale yet, Chelsea won the thing. And Mackenzie, so it gets down to three people. There's Chelsea who ran the whole game. She should have won that game. There's Mackenzie who won a ton of competitions and got herself into a position where she could decide who she was taking with her at the very end. And then there's Cam, who really did nothing. Didn't win a single competition. Good-looking guy. Very friendly. Everybody liked him. But really, not a gamer. So Mackenzie wins, and she has the choice to win $750,000. Does she take the person who masterminded the whole game? Or does she take the person who didn't, that she would 100% beat? Well, I have revised my position on this. Chelsea deserves to win that game because she convinced Mackenzie to take her to the end.
Boom.
So there it is. She wins. She played the best game and she managed to make a connection that got her into that seat, put her in the play because she would have just been out of it. So I take it all back. After all the bitching I did the other day. The second season premiere of Shrinking is on Apple TV tonight. If you have not, I know, if you have not watched the first one, you're so psyched. You have a whole season that you can watch first. It's really good. It's Harrison Ford is this old crotchety like mentor style psychologist. Like it's, I think it's his practice and he's got these people that he's bringing along and he's just wonderful in it. Like really impressively good. And it's a, but it's a Jason Segel. I think he's like the, he's the main character.
He's the main character. And Vinny, I put this as my favorite show from last year.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. It's that good.
It's not that good. It's good though.
You know, it was at least top three favorite shows last year.
A lot of shows, and I don't know if you guys get this feeling, but where something with Harrison Ford, you know,
yes,
he's a guy, Indiana Jones, like, you right. know, all the stuff. And I see him in this and I fear it's crap. I actually get this feeling like I really don't want to see him suck. Mm. So if it's good, if you're saying that, I will watch it because I would love to have a great show that I'm enjoying. There's so many things
yes.
that people will say, oh, this Netflix show, you're going to love it. And I put it on and go, no.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Shrinking.
Like I'd rather watch a baseball game.
Shrinking is smart and funny. There's a girl on there that I know from The Daily Show. I think her name is Jessica Williams. And she plays one of the therapists on there. And she's... It's just a really, it's a well-cast show. It's a really good show. It's called Shrinking and season two premieres on Apple TV today, which means if you've never watched it, you have a whole season you can binge before you get to it. Then there's something called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It's a show on Amazon, which is where you can also find football, which makes it very interesting that the host of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is Travis Kelce. Mm. So, Maddie, you took a second and watched a little of this. Was there an actual trailer for this? Oh, there is one, actually.
Yeah, there's a trailer.
I threw it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So, what's this about? Is this just a quiz show? They do say it's a spinoff from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
It basically
it's
is
like the same.
Right.
Same setup.
Okay.
I'll play you the trailer.
Yeah, play it. Yeah. Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Travis Kelce, and welcome to Are You Smarter Than a game show where people can win ridiculous money just by answering questions about stuff we all learned back in elementary school.
I don't know anything about geography.
Me neither.
The global phenomenon is back with a twist.
You guys ready to play? Yeah! We got a bunch of celebrities over there. If a player gets stuck on a question, they can cheat off the celebrities.
You were like, I think it's true. He thinks it's true.
False.
It could be true.
Okay. Well, they're having fun.
It sounds like they're having a good
time. There's a producer, you know, really working that.
Mm. What did you think of him? I didn't watch him hosting.
Very stiff. I mean,
he's just plugged in.
You could tell, like, it looks like, you know, it's just anything. Like, you know, all the little funny lines, obviously written for him. I don't think he's very quick on it. I mean,
he
actually is quick.
We're going to do another take on that one. I'm going to need to see a little bit more natural delivery. Travis, in 3, 2.
It's okay. You know what? This guy's getting a lot of opportunity. I realize most of us, especially him, he didn't come up doing any kind of broadcasting. He's a footballer.
Right.
So I'd give him a chance.
Yeah. Well,
he and his brother, their podcast is good. And they've been doing it for a while. So he's got some chops.
Yeah, but now their podcast is the biggest podcast.
Yeah, it's huge now, of course.
Of course.
What's going to happen when Taylor dumps his ass? What is going to happen to this poor, poor man? What will he do?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. My money's on them having kids and getting married.
You know, even if they do that, they will definitely break up at some point. Why do you say that?
Because
I just know things. Super smart.
The bet is Vinny says they'll be married by 2026. They'll be married in 2026. And
that's what you have? And I said they won't.
That's the official bet.
What did I say for my official end of?
You just said they won't be.
That they won't be married? Yeah. I didn't say, because I would like to just go on record as saying if they make it to the end of 20, so there's that a year and 3 months. I don't think they make it to the end of 2025.
You're not a fan of country music, so you don't know, okay? But I'm about to tell you
me everything.
The history of country music, and I know Taylor's gone pop or whatever, but she comes out of country, and I believe there's a long history of lifelong marriages. Johnny and June Carter, and Dolly and her husband, what's his name?
Nobody knows.
Dolly's husband?
Yeah. The one that she outward said, absolutely, I cheated on him.
they're together.
Yeah, is that
also Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood?
Oh yeah, that's
together.
Going really super super
long
smoothly.
Time,
right?
Long yep. successful marriage.
Yeah. What about Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert?
Well, nothing is like completely perfect at all times, every day of forever. Gosh,
Dolly's husband is Carl Thomas Dean.
Been married since the 50s, Sarah.
Does he cheat on her or does she cheat on him? I can't remember.
She cheated on him.
Okay.
She didn't cheat on him.
They kind of have an open marriage.
She flirts, she said. She likes to flirt. She's never actually slept with anybody.
She said that?
Yeah.
Are you just... No, you don't know.
I do know. I just told you. What do you mean?
All right. This is a show that's a spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Yes, dear.
Just real quick. Dolly Parton, they have a... She has said they have an open relationship that is not sexual. So,
yeah, that's what yeah. I
Wait,
just
as
said.
In,
yeah.
As in, she and Carl don't have a sexual relationship.
No.
They
no.
have an open relationship because their relationship's not sexual.
She's very specific in saying that they flirt with other people, but they're not having sex with them, which to me is not an open relationship.
Yeah, that's literally
Tim and Faith also on the list of country stars that have been married forever.
Are people sending you couples?
Yeah, Taylor is going to...
How about
Taylor
the other ones
Travis...
where they're inspiring the songs about, you know, scraping up trucks and lighting people's cowboy boots on fire and taking the dog in the divorce.
Nobody sings about a hot
and
foot. What are you talking about?
The back.
Hot foots aren't
gun
real.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
And drowning my sorrows in whiskey. Oh, all the trope of the country world. Yeah, there's no hope
a
for
goddamn
these two.
Hot foot, really?
There's no hope. Okay, next up. Hold on, did I get through all that stuff?
I don't even think the kids know what a hot foot is.
Well,
it's
they can figure
made
it out. The kids are so smart. Their mommy's telling them right now. All right. Also in the Taylor Swift universe, the Patrick Mahomes wife, that he's the quarterback for the Chiefs, his wife Brittany and Taylor, they are spending a lot of time together. Apparently, Taylor is very close with their 3-year-old daughter, Sterling. They have a kid on the way, I think, too. Their daughter's name is Sterling. They have a little boy named Bronze. And I think they have another boy, unless they just had that second baby and they, whatever. They're naming their kids after metals. So I don't know what the next one will be. Steel. Maybe that would be a cool name.
Steel Mahomes.
Or Tin. Aluminum Mahomes. Aluminum Mahomes. That'd be some good names, you know.
All
Nickel,
right.
Nickel, Mahomes. That's fun, Nickel. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes says that Taylor Swift comes over all the time and bakes. And apparently, Taylor's really famous for her baking. Like, at one point, she said, I make homemade Pop-Tarts. I know how to make them. And she will make a batch of them and then dress them up like they're Pop-Tarts, but they're homemade. And then she gave a whole bunch of them to the Chiefs guys, you know, to come in there and be like, oh, look, I baked stuff for you. And they're all like, this is a legit Pop-Tart made with love. So now they all love her. That's how she got on their good side.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just, let me look it up if you want.
Look it up. I will look it up.
So anyway, apparently they all...
Please stop sending me all the couples that broke up. I really... You're not backing up.
You're not helping his case.
Backing up my story at all.
Thank you, Minions. I really appreciate it. Apparently she also makes donuts and stuff too. That's like Taylor's really big into that. The Oscars are still a few months out. I think they're in February. In fact, I think they're right around the time of the Super Bowl, aren't they usually? Maybe a week or so after. So maybe they plan that. They're always looking for a host. And this is the time of year when a lot of movies will still be released. I think the cutoff is like right around Christmas time. Like you have to be in theaters for a certain amount of time before this year ends in order to be eligible for the Oscars. So we're getting into that season. And we're also talking about the host.
Travis Swift up for the hosting gig, any chance?
Actually, that's not the worst idea I've heard. But this one I do think is better. Although it sounds a little convoluted. If it was just Deadpool and Wolverine hosting together, I think that's a home run. That's a, right? I mean,
they are
the most amazing bromance of all time. Just the other day, Ryan Reynolds put up 1,000 pictures of Hugh Jackman and all that, and how great he is and all the fun times they've had together. And then he had just their masks, the Wolverine mask and the Deadpool mask, and they were together like on a little bench, and they looked all used, and there was rain.
I feel like that banter wears fast, though.
I like it, though. It's a good bromance, all right. Solid bromance. So I think they'd be absolutely great hosting together, and think of all the fun things they could act out. And you know how sometimes there's a big open. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Does Ryan have to, pardon me, does Ryan have to have the makeup where his butt ugly on his face? Like, oh, in real, you know how he's
all burnt or
like
whatever.
That's the one scene from the commercial where he's like, it's really hard to eat with the mask on. And of course, Wolverine goes, it's really hard to eat when you have it off.
Your face is so yucky. Have you seen that movie yet? I gotta watch that.
No,
that's from
the commercial.
When is the, I didn't go see it. Is it streaming yet?
Yeah, it's streaming.
For free?
Not for free.
No. Oh, yeah. John won't pay for that. I got to keep waiting.
You need to watch.
The waiting is the hardest part.
John won't
pay for that. Did I tell you I made him get I'm like, we're watching too many shows on Peacock. I'm not going to sit through these because it's always the same damn ads, too. Like, you notice that on these streamers, it'll be the same.
Wait, what'd you tell him, though? You're not going to sit through what?
I said I'm not going to sit through the ads on Traders.
Oh, so you paid extra to get them.
So we paid the full.
You went next level.
I don't know what it is. It's like, it's $130 a year. Or something like that, which was a discount from the monthly. But I watch SNL on there. I watch Seth Meyers' show on there. I actually think that the Comedy Central stuff is on there. That might be on Paramount, though. And now I'm watching the Traitors. We started the second season. It's great. That show's great. If you like reality competitions, even if you don't, just like sort of murder, mystery, intrigue, it's fun. They're fun shows. It's a good one. Good cast. Okay, anyway, blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Could Deadpool and Wolverine host the Oscars? Let's get back to business here. This is not a bad idea. Some so-called reliable source says Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are like, yeah, we'll consider that. But here's the thing. I would like them, just let them host. But they're talking about a rotating ensemble of hosts, which would, but here's the thing. Here's some of the other names that are being thrown out there. Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, The Rock. No official word on if any of this is going to happen or if they're just going to pick one person. Who did it last year? Was it Kimmel again? No.
Was it Joe Coy?
No, he did the Golden Globes. God, what a disaster that was.
You know, I what you're missing on this is that Hugh Jackman is a showman. He can sing.
Yeah.
He can dance.
Oh, they'd put together the best piece for the beginning.
Like,
for the
it's almost, he's not funny, I don't think, but he's almost a throwback to the Billy Crystal intros where Billy Crystal would dance his way through. And, you know,
they do show tunes, you know, whole pieces, whole performance, Broadway pieces.
I'm coming around, you know, maybe they do a segment or two as those two characters, but then they just, you know, go and riff.
Put on, I think it would be, because I'm with you, like, Hugh Jackman, wildly talented, incredible singer and showman, and comic relief, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan, so adorable to look at and, you know, really lands those one-liners.
I don't see it, but okay.
Oh, gosh.
Jimmy Kimmel last year.
Oh, Jimmy did do last year. Jimmy's great. Jimmy's easy. And he's not afraid. That's why I really love Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, I'm done. Who cares? I'll let you know when I find out who the
Tell us
of
more
the Oscar
about
is.
Jimmy Kimmel, though.
Love him, too. I love him. Just funny little inside jokes that he does on that show. I love it. Didn't have time for you, Matt Damon. Sorry about it. All right. What's coming up in the news?
Lady quit her job and then she had to go back after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Is that John's girlfriend?
Dua Lipa. Yeah, Dupa. Mm-hmm. Loves her. So funny. Oh my God. Sorry, I have a frog. Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com.
You got it.
I think I did. All right, let's try it again. Edit all that out in post. Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland. On sale now at RadioAlice.com. Tickets are going fast. Do not miss out. Also, at 8:05, about half an hour from now, and again at 9:05, we got keywords for you. You text those to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland. It's One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Macy's.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Do you know which local bank gives back to your community? The answer is Fremont Bank.
Oh, I thought it might be. I had a feeling.
Its foundation has awarded nearly $1 million this year and isn't slowing down. This means more teacher endowments, environmental projects, diaper drives, and other worthy causes right here in our community. Learn more about the foundation at FremontBank.com. Okay, it is in fact foggy out here in the city. Most of this should clear out, and we should see the highs in the 70s.
Sounds like another beautiful day.
It's another beautiful day, absolutely. We did get, I'll just repeat this because it's coming. PG&E says power shutoffs are likely as the Bay Area braces for critical fire weather conditions. The offshore winds are going to be strong from Thursday through the weekend, and those are those winds that can get up to 45 miles per hour and can cause very dry, which can cause sparks to spread. So
just no cigs out the windows.
Please.
Just do all the things, you know, they even say chains make sparks. Mm-hmm. Hear all that stuff. Be careful. Just be extra, extra careful. What we don't need are more fires.
Right. You can get more info. Right now they're saying on Thursday, it's looking like Alameda, Contra Costa, Napa, Solano, and Sonoma counties. So if you want more info, go to the PG&E website, or I'm reading this off of the Mercury News. Today is Global Cat Day.
Oh, I like cats.
I know you're a kitty guy.
I got a kitty. I am a kitty guy. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's not like one of those sad cat stories, because I do have kids too, but you know.
Oh.
It's a political joke. I'm making a funny, but hilarious political reference. Ha 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 ha.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, I would love a fast fact. That sounds great.
The first hashtag ever used was hashtag barcamp.
Barcamp?
A social technology expert named Chris Messina tweeted in August of 07,
wow, quote,
"How do you feel about using the pound sign for groups, as in hashtag barcamp?" Clearly, people like the idea. It caught and has been in use ever since.
Yeah. I always wondered why they just didn't call it the pound sign. Too. Like, when did it become a hashtag? Like, why that? Because it looks like hash browns?
What?
It's always been the pound key.
Why are you? What?
I'm just wondering if there was like a... Okay. I'll stop asking questions about the Fastbox.
You have a keyboard? Search it up.
Okay. Actually, I see someone is already searching for it. It's amazing.
So the symbol is called because it's a combination of the words hash and tag. Surprise. The word hash comes from the phrase hash mark, and tag is a way to mark something as belonging to a category.
Oh. So why isn't it called a pound tag? Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. My bad. You know what? I'll take that one. It's really not been my break so far.
FDR's family became wealthy thanks to his grandfather's work in the opium trade.
Oh, well, that's a good job to have. People really love opium. I mean, you give it to them once, and then after, you know, here, first try's for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old opium trade. Hmm.
Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit in the United States. Neither have Backstreet Boys, One Direction, James Brown, Don Henley, Pat Benatar, and Sheryl Crow.
That is highly surprising. Never hit the top of the charts.
Every Day is a Winding Road was never number one.
Love that song. So good.
That was her first huge hit, right?
All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Oh, that's the one.
I think it's on that record, though, isn't it?
No, that's it. What you just said is what I was thinking of. We played the
crap. Oh, my God. So many Sheryl Crow songs. Mm-hmm. If I typed in Sheryl Crow right now, 500 songs would come up.
It's not Winding Road. It's the one you just said.
But Every Day is a Winding Road is a great one. Favorite mistake.
How is that not number one?
Don't ask me. You know, the thing is, Shaboozy, for the last 14 weeks, has been blocking everyone else's access to the number one position. And that happens. People go on a tear, they're number one, and then all these other amazing songs. Like, look at Sabrina Carpenter, who is the biggest thing on 2 feet right now. She has 1, 2, 3 songs in the top 10, and none of them will hit number one unless Shaboozy gets out of there.
That's Shaboozy.
That Shaboozy's ruining it for everyone.
Bob Dylan hadn't landed a number one on any Billboard chart until he was 78 years old.
Oh.
It finally happened in 2020 when his 17-minute song, Murder Most Foul, topped the rock digital song sales chart.
Why did that happen?
I have no idea. I can't help you with that.
Sheryl Crow made it to number 2 on the Billboard chart.
Who was ahead of her, though? What Shaboozy kept her out of the first place? And I'll tell you who is another number one spot blocker. That's Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift will keep you out of first place.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone, he'll keep you out of first place. That's why you have to do a workaround. When you release your music, you need to make sure that you drop it between the big acts. So you have a chance.
I'll move on and we'll get that answer for you as soon as possible. Some people love their jobs. We love our jobs here.
Oh,
absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Incredibly
Others
lucky.
Are sitting at their desk today, visualizing the day they finally quit. I can't wait to tell them to take this job, and you know what?
Right. Well, yes.
It's Shove It, everyone, case you didn't know. Right.
It's a cold country song. Is that Jerry Reed? Take this job and shove it.
Look at you. You've been hiding your country fandom.
Now, John loves Jerry Reed. I don't think that's a Jerry Reed song, but.
It's not.
Who is? Oh, okay. Thank God he's a country boy.
Oh, good.
He's got all the info for us.
Great. Yeah. Anyway.
It's David Allan Coe.
That's who?
Yeah. He also is.
Oh, does it? No. Who beat Sheryl Crow? Who gave Sheryl Crow out of first place?
Oh, for crying out loud.
That one was easier.
Anyway, some people love their jobs. Some people can't wait to get them out of here.
Other people, it's not that they can't wait to get them out of here. It's they're like looking forward to retirement. It will be a very sad day when they leave their job and never get up to an alarm at 3 a.m. again.
A woman's gone viral for saying that when she finally left her toxic job, she said, "That's it. Taking my office chair with me."
Oh.
She wheeled it right out the front door and left. She jammed it in her car and nobody said anything to her. She justified it like this. In my mind, I figured that I've been sitting here taking their crap for years. Emotional, physical, and verbal abuse. So I'm taking my chair and bleep off.
Oh.
Until she got an email the next week saying, you need to bring your chair back if you want your final paycheck. And she went,
I'll be right there.
Wheeling it in now.
I would like my final paycheck.
She said it was incredibly embarrassing because she did have
were there stains all over it?
Well, like, no. I think she just had to bring it back into the facility where she hoped she'd never be seen again.
As we know, it was already a very toxic work environment for her. So, of course, it was... I mean, to me, that's like the last bit of control that they could put her. She should now feel that she's free of that. She returned the chair, complete with all its stains.
I was really big into stealing, because I couldn't buy it. I mean, I've tried to Hey Mister it, and then finally, you know.
Talking about booze?
Yeah, booze, okay. Stealing booze. But this whole, like, this job hasn't given, they don't pay me enough, so I'm taking stuff from them. Right. Or this job, boy, they...
That's how people justify their paper clips.
Yeah, all of it.
And, right.
Come on, man.
Put that highlighter down, Maddie. Stealing stuff. Hey, did you find out who beat? Okay, so Sheryl Crow has never had a number one hit.
What song was number two for her?
I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky. That was number one, All for One.
Oh.
That was a huge hit. That was.
I thought you were saying that was her song.
She never had a number one. This was the song that beat her.
What was her number two, though? Number two,
All I Want to Do.
All I Want to Do. So that All for One song? I don't even know that. So that's a terrible song. How dare that song keep Sheryl Crow out of the number one position? It's a pop song. Just a lame pop song.
What is the name of the band, All for One?
Yeah.
I'll ask. Christina likes that R&B.
It was a country song, and they redid it.
Oh. And gave it their pop sensibility.
Yes. Is All for One like smooth R&B?
I think it is. It's like
I'll
write
Boys
Christina
to Men or
see.
Something.
I'll write Christina and see if she knows. She's...
You know what? Also, our textures will tell us in 2 seconds.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Good point.
But and also Michael Martin does not want us talking about All for One.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm not sure. He probably likes that.
I don't know. I don't know what just happened.
I don't really know what happens anymore.
I feel like the room clue. Just popped. I'll move on.
Everything's going to be okay. Are you sure? I don't want no trouble. That's all. All I know is we got a producer and he keeps telling me stuff and I'm like, I'm going to shoot that messenger. Let's go for a hike, Maddie. What do you say?
Parents are suing Hingham High School.
Oh, in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know the school?
I worked in Hingham. My dad's company was in Hingham. Hingham. It's actually a pretty high-end town.
Wait till you hear this story. Parents are suing Hingham High School after their son was punished for using AI to complete a paper.
But that's cheating.
The family of a Hingham High School student is suing. They say he's been accused of cheating when he used AI to help complete a paper. And this will be something that you'll see more of, I would imagine.
Because when something is available like this, why would anybody learn how to do it the old-fashioned way?
They told us our son cheated on a paper, which is not what happened, says his angry mom.
Oh,
the Harris
angry
family
moms.
Said Hingham High School handbook never mentioned the use of AI until this incident with their son, and that they only added that language regarding AI to the handbook this year.
Hmm.
Who reads the handbook? Like, are you kidding me? Did you read your handbook at school?
I am 99% positive there was no handbook for East Bridgewater High School. Now, in Hingham, they might have a leather-bound, gold-rimmed handbook.
Mom says they basically punished him for a rule that doesn't exist. Because you need to be told.
It's, right, it's cheating. It's having someone else, and this someone is zeros and ones, but still someone else did that paper, not him.
Jennifer, a writer, and her husband, Dale, a school teacher, are well aware of the debate of AI. Their lawsuit said that their son only used AI as a tool to do research, and it didn't write the paper for him.
Except
the school saw it differently and punished him with detention, and his grade suffered as a result. Now, here's the trick.
Okay.
High school kids are applying for colleges all around the country. And mom and dad in this case are saying he got a perfect score on his ACTs and he's looking to go to Stanford or MIT. The top schools in the country, and you guys busting him for using AI, which is not a rule. Well, who knows?
Right.
Or
they could just say anything, I guess. I mean, a perfect score. Isn't the ACT the new SAT that everybody takes?
I wouldn't know.
Well, you'll know
SATs.
Soon.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, SATs, I think they're still around, but I think it's these ACTs that all the kids take. I don't know.
So here they are filling out paperwork for all the best schools in the country.
Oh, they should just have AI do it
for
him.
And now they just made the news as him being a cheetah.
He's a cheetah.
an AI cheat.
Well, they shouldn't have sued. If they hadn't sued, nobody would have known.
The story's gone wide now. That's right.
Yep. Stanford, this kid sounds spoiled. Let's not take him, all right? What other, any other Bay Area schools?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, Stanford, look, kid's last name's Harris from Hingham, Mass. I'm going to say hard no on this guy. I say pass. You're taking cream of the crop, not AI cheetahs. Come on.
So not only does the Harris family want them to give their son a good grade,
yeah,
they want them to change and update their AI policies so they are more clear and their student doesn't suffer and he's supposed to go to the best schools in the country. And this problem, him using AI for research, should not ruin his life.
Listen,
forever.
It's, first of all, it's BS that he used the thing for research, because if he just used it for research, we know it's research, Stanford, don't, it's just a fun thing. If he just used it for research, that is literally what everyone does. You can't not use AI anymore for research, because you know what we do? We type it into the search field and then AI does a search for it. So unless he only ever went to the card catalog and found things, I mean, it's ridiculous. We're all using it all the time. So there's no way that that's what they're mad about him for. He used AI to write the paper. Because how else would they have known? He can still, if AI finds you a source, you can still cite the source.
650, our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, as a teacher, you need to have everything in the handbook specifically for this reason. Parents will find a loophole to defend their kids' poor choices.
Well, at least there's someone on the kid's side.
You know, one thing, it's hard to defend my dad, but one thing that's funny is that if a teacher, you know, had said, your boy did something, and I'm going, I didn't, I really didn't, he would probably go, I'm sure you did something, though, so let's just go ahead and let's send him home. I'll handle this.
Yeah.
Like, parents, he would never
my
be.
My parents would have never said to a teacher, no, she didn't. They would have said, yeah, probably, huh?
Yep.
All right, we'll take care of this at home.
It's a completely different deal.
Both of them would have looked at me like, oh, one of you, oh, you're embarrassing the family name. Like, where's the family honor? You know?
I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, 510 says, that cheating will be on your transcript. That's the reason they're suing. Well, yeah, he shouldn't have cheated.
Well, Stanford knows now, so we're not worried about it. Yeah. Good luck to you, young man, Harris.
Can I defend the kid? I don't think he cheated, because my students use AI all the time, and it's using it exactly like that. You know, they're getting you know, kind of an outline or some facts from AI and then hopefully incorporating into what they say. But as a teacher, you can read it and tell if it's been stripped straight from AI or not. You know, it's pretty obvious if it has.
So you're saying, why defend him then? I think he's actually, that's why they accused him of this. Like, that the paper was written by AI, because I'm saying, you can't research anything anymore without using AI, unless you physically go to a library and only look through the card catalog and grab the books you need. That's the only way to not use AI. What do you have that doesn't have AI on it anymore?
I don't know, but Stanford, let him in.
Don't let him in, Stanford. Don't do it. Maddie and I are going to wrestle, and whoever wins, you have to abide by what they say.
415 says, booze. I thought you stole poinsettias, Vin. That was one time, though. There was the only repeat.
Forget that story.
You don't need to know that story. I was at a party, and the party got busted, and we were walking back to my car, and it was the holidays, and there were poinsettias out all over the place, so we grabbed them and brought them back to my car for no reason whatsoever.
Did you give them to your mom? Put them out at your house?
No, because I crashed my car on the way home.
Oh.
I didn't really crash into anybody. I crashed over a curb and into a field, and then we blew out two tires, and so when we got back to the street after getting out of the field, there were poinsettias and dirt and flowers. It was like Christmas blew up inside the car. And so we brushed the dirt off of us and just went back to the party. There was nothing else we could do. We couldn't drive anymore.
The tires
were blown
right
out. Right. So we just went, all right, let's go back. And then we got a ride. And when I came back the next day with my mom, she looked in the car and was like, what? And we were run off the road, Sandy.
And I was coming home with poinsettias for you.
I didn't know how to explain this. I really didn't.
I mean, you had all night to think about it.
I didn't. Well, no, I really didn't. But anyway, that's it. Childish nonsense is
Were
what
you in
that
trouble?
Is.
Was your dad mad?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I blew out two tires on my car.
Yeah.
Which meant the car had to be parked because I never had any money and I had to, you know, save up for new tires.
And you had so much weed and booze to buy.
Don't
really
say it like that.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to tell the truth.
Instead of saying don't use AI, schools should be teaching kids how to use it to be beneficial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just took an amazing class at SJSU.
Oh.
San Jose. About emerging technology and how to use it. As long as we say we used AI to help. Oh, so you have to claim that.
Oh. Well, if you just say you Googled something, I mean, you're basically saying you AI'd it. I mean, that's what all this help is.
You know, I can't even imagine what a joy it would have been in school to just look stuff up.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Google.
Yeah. I'm sorry, libraries, but you know.
Boom.
But yet they won't use it. My students will ask me questions and I'm like, you have Google. You understand how that works, right?
Right.
They're just lazy.
Yeah. Well, their hands are so tired from all the typing that they did earlier when they were talking to their mommy. My thumbs hurt from texting my mom.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I'm sure there's something. Oh, Alice in Wonderland tickets right after this.
Yay!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.